producer. Our associate producer is Dennis Murphy. Thanks to you, our listeners, for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Donna from Claverack, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
7 FM and online at WGXC.org, and you're going to be hearing those numbers and letters quite a bit over the next couple of hours, actually over the next several days. I'm Neva Wartell, and it is time for our Essential Radio Fall 2020 Pledge Drive, going on now through October 13th, and during this time, we are looking to add 30 new sustaining supporters to our goal of securing $5,000 a month in listener support. We are listener-supported community radio for open ears. And at present, where do things stand with our pledge drive? So far, the number of individual one-time donations is 21. We have raised $967 by one-time donations. We have 9 new sustaining supporters. And that means our new monthly donations raised is $105. And we've also pulled in $196 in additional cash collected during live broadcasts and miscellaneous contributions. So you can call 518-697-7400 while you're listening, while you're dancing, or you can go to wgxc.org/donate.
WGXC's Essential Radio Pledge Drive continues on Tuesday, October 6th. Tune in to WGXC 90.7 FM for the best in creative community radio, all sorts of interviews about political issues in your community, and all sorts of music from around the corner and around the world with radio art, unexpected sounds, the better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate, the Public News Service national news updates, and all sorts of local news, community conversation, and more at WGXC 90.7 FM. Tune in on Tuesday, October 6th for the latest episode of Leprous Garden, the death metal show from Mantis at 8 p.m., and then the Battlefield Earth show from Dan Seward from somewhere in Hudson is live at 10 p.m. on Tuesday, October 6th on 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dave Freed of Cornwallville, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You're tuned to WGXC FM. WGXC Catskill, Acre, Hudson. Community radio for open ears. We're in the middle of a fund drive, and we're really thrilled if you would support us. Send your contributions to go to WGXC.org, and there's links there to drop some money in our hat, move our thermometer up.
You are listening to Transmission Arts programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Stand by, please. Here in my hand is the first radio tube, the miracle seed from which sprang the entire mighty structure of radio and television. Sonar, radar, talking pictures, guided missiles, automation, the electric brain computer, and long-distance telephone communication. This tube was the creation of one great man who at this moment is seated on our stage.
All Mixed Up with Peter Beauchamp.
Hi, this is Iggy Pop, and you're listening to WKM.
Suppose we just don't talk about it anymore.
I'm on 90.7. This is Peoria Underground Radio, you dig?
This is WBAI.
K-Goat.
From Community Public Radio.
Dude.
This is North Country Public Radio.
What does he mean, dude? Dude Ranch?
WERU 89.9.
Here at 102.7 on your FM dial.
What would you say if I wanted to take my mother along?
This is KHOI.
Randy Radio, KP88.
What is this, make-believe ballroom? How many times are you going to change the station?
Conversation with that guy.
Peter, he's the leader. All mixed up.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor girl and me, oh God, for one. If I had listened to what my mama said, I'd be at home today. But I was young and foolish, poor girl. Let a gambler lead me astray. My mother, she is a tailor. She sews those old blue jeans. Down in New Orleans, go tell my baby sister not to do as I have done. You shun that house in New Orleans. They call it the Rising.
Trouble of the world. Trouble.
Some may walk on the wild side. Of course you can walk like a man. I'm walking through this world as exactly who I am. You can't see me now, and you couldn't see me then. But I'll keep walking through this world as exactly who I am. You know, I've done a great work around all my life. What you see is what you get. But I grew tired of trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. I want a life with no regrets. Now my boots were made for walking. I feel like I can walk around the sun. My travels as a man in this world have only just begun. That brought me here were full of love and light and loss. I wouldn't trade one single minute, no matter what it cost. So you can walk this way, or you can walk on by. But unless you walk a mile in my shoes, you won't know walk of life. Do, walk on the wild side. Of course you can walk like a man. I'm walking through this world as exactly who I am. You can't see me now. You couldn't see me then. But I'll keep walking through this world as exactly who I am.
nothing left to say.
Will you commit here today for a peaceful transferal of power after the election?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster. And
but people are rioting. Do you commit to making sure that there's a peaceful transfer?
We want to have get rid of the ballots, and you'll have a very we'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation. The ballots are out of control.
I think it's very important. I think this will end up in the Supreme Court, and I think it's very important that we have 9 justices. And I think the system is going to go very quickly. You see, the Republicans are very united. As far as timing is concerned, we were elected. We have a lot of time. One justice was picked in 19 days. 19 days. We could do 4 at that rate, or 5. No, we have a lot of time. No, before the election, and then you have after the election, too. But in terms of time, we go to January 20th. But I think it's better if you go before the election, because I think this scam that the Democrats are pulling, it's a scam. This scam will be before the United States Supreme Court. And I think having a 4-4 situation is not a good situation. If you get that, I don't know that you get that. I think it should be 8-0 or 9-0.
You have repeatedly criticized the vice president for not specifically calling out Antifa and other left-wing extremist groups. But are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
to
specifically
that,
do it?
Well, I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it. You want to call them? What do you want to call them? Give me a name.
White supremacists and
right wing. Who would you like me to condemn?
White supremacists and right wing.
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what.
I think there's blame on both sides. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
See today, white nationalism is a rising threat around the world.
I don't really.
There are white supremacist groups and individuals like that who support you, some of whom you've even retweeted.
Well, that I know nothing about. I mean, I don't know about retweeting. I mean, you retweet somebody and it turns out to be a white supremacist. I know nothing about these groups that are supporting me.
Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists. You wouldn't want me to condemn a group that I know nothing about. I'd have to look. If you would send me a list of the groups, I will do research on them, and certainly I would disavow if I thought there was something wrong. But you may have groups in there that are totally fine, and it would be very unfair. So give me a list of the groups, and I'll let you know.
Okay. I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but...
If the Democrat Party wants to stand with anarchists, agitators, rioters, looters, and flag burners, that is up to them. But I, as your president, will not be a part of it. The Republican Party will remain the voice of the patriotic heroes who keep America safe and salute the American flag. Make no mistake, no one will be safe in Biden's America.
Joe feels very safe in a mask. I don't know, maybe he doesn't want to expose his face. There's no reason for him to have masks on.
Did you ever see a man that likes a mask as much as him? What the hell did he spend all that money on the plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a mask?
You get the final word, Mr.
Well, it's hard to get any word in with this clown.
The end of the pandemic is in sight, and next year will be one of the greatest years in the history of our country. Open your schools. Everybody, open your schools.
Sweeping the floors, open up the doors, yeah, turn on the lights, getting ready for the night. Nobody's romantic cause it's too early for dancing, but here comes the music. Bright lights flashing, the cover up your lacquer. So many people, so many problems, so many reasons to buy another round. Drink it down, just another night on the town. With the big man, money man, better than the other man. He got the pan with the $1 million, give a damn. When nobody understands, it become a smaller man. The bright lights keep flashing, man, the women keep on dancing with the clowns. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pick me up when I'm down. Yeah, yeah. The rodeo clowns. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pick me up when I'm down. Yeah, yeah. that tequila, man, they say that they need you. What they really need is just a little room to breathe. Teeny bopping disco queen, she barely understands her dreams. A belly button rings and other kind of things. Symbolic of change, but the thing that is strange is that the changes occurred. And now she's just a part of the herd, yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, I thought that you heard, yeah, yeah. The changes occurred, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's just a part of the herd, yeah, yeah. Lights out, shut down, late night, wet ground. You walk by, look at him, but he can't look at you, yeah. You might feel pity, but he only feels the ground. Because you understand moves, but he only knows. Let down by the corner, there's another one. Reaching out a hand, coming from a broken man. Well, you try to live, but he's done trying. Not dead, but definitely dying. With the rest of the clowns, yeah, yeah.
Breaking overnight from the White House, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump say they have tested positive for the coronavirus. He tweeted this early this morning, "We will get through this together."
Just hours before the shocking diagnosis, President Trump revealed he and the First Lady had been tested for COVID after top aide Hope Hicks contracted the virus.
I just heard about this. She tested positive.
Her results were not announced by the White House Thursday, even though there was a formal White House press briefing. And then the president ordered Air Force One again to attend an indoor fundraiser in New Jersey. Earlier this week, Hicks accompanied the president and other top aides to the debate in Cleveland, where the president was just feet from 77-year-old former Vice President Joe Biden.
I have a mask right here. I put a mask on, you know, when I think I need it.
But President Trump did not don a mask in public until July 11th, more than 3 months after the CDC first recommended face coverings in April. And in recent weeks, he continued to cast doubt about their effectiveness.
There's no reason for him to have masks on.
There are a lot of people think the masks are not good.
The rodeo clowns, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pick me up when I'm down, yeah, yeah. The rodeo clowns, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pick me up when I'm down, yeah, yeah. Sweeping the floors, open up the doors, yeah. Turn on the lights, getting ready for the night. Nobody's romantic because it's too early for dancing, but here comes the music.
I want to thank everybody for the tremendous support. I'm going to Walter Reed Hospital. I think I'm doing very well, but we're going to make sure that things work out. The First Lady is doing very well. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. I will never forget. Thank you.
So you found me at the end of my life by the bend in the river at dawn. Have you come to my aid? Are there deals to be made? Red lines in the sand to be drawn. Now that you're here, pray tell me, my dear, why it is you've come to my door. By virtue or sin, should I let you in? I can't say you'll suffer no more. So they tied you to the stake in your heart, and they taught you to treasure the pain. To keep you in place, they lied to your face and bought you with measured disdain. And now that you've seen your part in the dream, you need to be lost to belong. The story that ends before it begins means nothing is written in stone. Once there was a time I might have been for you a guiding light. Cross my heart and hope to die a thousand. The damage, the damage is already done.
Rodney Crowell. The damage. The damage is already done, Mr. President, who's now wearing a mask when he's coming in and out of Walter Reed Hospital. Rodeo Clowns from G Love, the Corona Karma remix with Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Chris Wallace, Jake Tapper, and a version of Send in the Clowns from Tyler Childers underlying that whole mix. Psychedelic Furs, Wrong Train, Sydney Bolens with Walking Through This World, Sinead O'Connor with a version of Mahalia Jackson's Trouble of the World. Opened up with something from Joni Mitchell's Archives, Volume 1, House of the Rising Sun. All mixed up, Peter Boshan. Glad you tuned in. What a week. Unbelievable. There's so much to unpack that the president has now come down with the COVID-19 after all this time and mocking of people wearing masks and calling it a hoax. I thought it would be best to go back to a viral shortcut, which was mixed during the middle of March of this year, even though it seems like 20 years ago now, because 2020 just goes on and on and on. But this is the beginning, and you'll hear the man himself telling everybody it's nothing. It's going to be over by spring. It's something the Democrats made up, a scam. We found out lately that he knew all the time that it was a very serious affair. So we're going to go back. We're going to turn the clock back to March and a viral shortcut. And then we'll be back.
Friends, in view of the menacing world conditions in which we find ourselves today, this message may be the most important your radio has ever brought to you. Ladies and gentlemen, for the next 15 minutes, this program is the only program you will hear in this area.
We have received reports of an outbreak of respiratory illness. About 8 other countries around the world are also reporting similar outbreaks.
I can't breathe.
Unofficial case count is about over 220 with 8 deaths. We don't know what the case definition looks like, and we don't know the laboratory analysis of this particular outbreak. And we know that we are dealing with something novel. We just don't know exactly what we're dealing with. But some of the patients are not testing positive for these normal seasonal flu viruses.
This is the new hoax. But you know, we did something that's been pretty amazing. We're 15 people in this massive country.
And so we have set up a mobile satellite emergency department.
There are currently 64 known cases of the coronavirus in the United States.
There is a global healthcare crisis taking place right now with the coronavirus.
I want a confirmation from you. These can be contained. There's no reason for panic.
Our only chance for full cooperation, Lynn, is to inform the public. You agree?
No.
I've just received another briefing from a great group of talented people on the virus that is going around to various parts of the world. Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low. Of the 15 people, the original 15, as I call them, 8 of them have returned to their homes, to stay in their homes until fully recovered. 1 is in the hospital, and 5 have fully recovered, and 1 is, we think, in pretty good shape, and they're in a process of recovering, with some already having fully recovered. And again, we've had tremendous success beyond what people would have thought. Now, at the same time, you do have some outbreaks in some countries. Italy and various countries are having some difficulty. China, you know about where it started. And we've had tremendous success beyond what people would have thought. Now, at the same time, you do have some outbreaks in some countries.
Today, top health officials issued dire warnings about the coronavirus, or
This is their new hoax.
The outbreak has now spread with at least 65 cases across 9 states. There have been 3 new cases today, all in Washington state. And Wall Street has been infected. The Dow lost more than 3,500 points this week, a 12% drop.
Because we did have a brutal session yesterday, and futures indicating we're going to drop more than 1,000 points at the open. But with that drop there, near 1,500 on the Dow, it puts the Dow in bear market territory, which is defined as a drop of 20% from a recent high. And the recent high was just reached last month. But this effectively ends the 11-year bull market run that we've had since 2009, since stock futures trading was halted. This happened earlier in the week, too, on Monday. That's when futures show a loss of 5%. So they halt trading there. The president's remarks last night failing to calm the anxiety over spreading coronavirus.
Got the jitters. Like the pounding of a hammer is the clatter and the clamor of Manhattan's panorama. Got the jitters. Get my broker. Buy 100,000 shares of tapioca. Get Chicago on the wire. Hello, Mr. McIntyre. Tapioca's going higher. Got the jitters. Bought a penthouse with a view. Haven't had a chance to see the view. Bought a shiny Cadillac. Always use a taxi there and back. Got the jitters. From the moment that I get up on the go without a let up, way to bring another set up. Got the jitters.
Now, before we start, a little family discussion. Now, we don't know what lies ahead of us. Now, the unknown has always been man's greatest demoralizer. Now, maybe we can cope with this by maintaining our sense of values, by carrying out our daily routine, the same as we always have. These concessions to civilization are important. They are our links with reality. And because of them, we might be less afraid. Okay? All right.
I want a confirmation from you that the disease can be contained and there's no reason for panic.
Our only chance for full cooperation, Clint, is to inform the public.
You agree?
No.
Anyone leaving here with plague endangers the entire country.
The entire country hasn't got it. We have. A woman died here last night. This problem lies right here in our own community.
Community? What community? Do you think you're living in the Middle Ages?
Oh, come now.
Anybody that leaves here can be in any city in the country within 10 hours. I could leave here today and I could be in Africa tomorrow. And whatever disease I had would go right with me.
I know that.
Then think of it when you're talking about communities. We're all in a community, the same one.
It's a little bit more of a communal solution than just a governmental solution. And actually what we find with New Yorkers, and I think it's true all over America, is in crisis people actually get very generous. They get very kind and compassionate. And they find something in themselves that we often don't see in our society. If everyone steps up, a little bit of change your own life, a little bit of look out for other people, we can actually get through this. We actually can.
Employees of the University of Washington's UW Medicine System can get tested for COVID-19 without ever leaving their cars. A drive-through clinic that can test for the coronavirus in, get this, just 5 minutes.
Being that I'm an employee here, my medicine is for free. So that's why I got to keep working until I die. There's nothing wrong with that. There are golden years. I can't find them. I'll tell you that.
Here is the bottom line, and that bottom line is that in the midst of this unprecedented moment, we need to listen to the scientists, to the researchers, to the medical folks, not the politicians. We need an emergency response to the current emergency, and we need it immediately. We need more doctors and nurses in underserved areas. We need to make sure that workers who lose their jobs in this crisis receive the unemployment assistance they need. And in this moment, we need to make sure that in the future, after this crisis is behind us, we build a healthcare system that makes sure that every person in this country is guaranteed the healthcare that they need. Thank you all.
Thank you for being a part of our mandatory quarantine.
is changing by the hour right now. But that does not mean I think we should anticipate a society with no social activity, no work, no school. How are we going to strike that balance? And we're going to try and figure that out quickly and start with some new models that we've never used before.
The reason we're not more upset about the world ending, all of us in our hearts really know that we did everything we could. You know, we really, right? I mean, we really did. We brought our own bags to the supermarket.
Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world.
Story in all of the papers, the Postman headline, world turned upside down. Then they note four stories here, the Europe travel ban, the suspension of the NBA season, the tweet last night from Tom Hanks where he said he and Rita Wilson have the virus, and the St. Patrick's Day parade being postponed. Exactly the same four sub-headlines on the front page of the Daily News, the headline, War on COVID-19.
Due to unforeseen circumstances, the game tonight has been postponed. You're all safe.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. Fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night.
Well, the risk to the American public remains low. As the president said yesterday, we're ready. We're ready for anything.
It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear. And from our shores, it could get worse before it gets better. It could maybe go away. We'll see what happens. Nobody really knows.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. How it goes. Oh, everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Yeah, we've had tremendous success.
The president on March 6th told the people in my district publicly that the tests were ready. There were no tests. Zero. Zero. He said this in front of some of you at a public hearing, at a press conference. And I saw no one step up and say, no, the president wasn't correct. We need you to step up. We really need honesty here. And when the president is making statements like this, we need pushback from the public health officials. You know, standing behind him and nodding silently or an eye roll once in a while is not going to get us.
100 years ago, a deadly influenza virus infected hundreds of millions of people around the world. It overwhelmed hospitals, so towns all over the world needed a quick solution.
Where is the ritual? And tell me where is the taste?
Even though this should not be the case, it seems we're going to be a little bit on our own here. And because of that, it might be worth going over some basic rules that health experts say we should all absolutely be following to help stem this outbreak. First, wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. That's really good advice. It's basically the time it takes to sing Happy Birthday to Oprah twice, so it's time well spent.
In case you've never done it, this is known as washing your hands.
Step up to the tub. Hey, no disgrace. Just pull up your sleeves and get them in place. Then scoop up the water and rub it on your face and go. Pick up the soap. Now don't try to bluff. Work up a lather. And when you've got enough, get your hands full of water. And you snort and you snuff and go. You douse and suck, rub and scrub, you sputter and splash all over the tub. You may be cold and wet when you're done, but you gotta admit it's good, clean fun. So splash all you like, tain't any trick. As soon as you're through, you'll feel mighty slick.
Weren't you going, Manny, don't you make me sick going.
Second, make sure you cough and sneeze into a tissue, your elbow, or your upper sleeve, not your hand. And disinfect frequently touched surfaces daily. Third, wear masks only if you have symptoms or you are a caregiver, as it is important that there are enough of these masks available for medical professionals and those with respiratory conditions. And finally, stay home, especially if you're sick, but also if you are not.
And what do you expect to do next?
The next thing I think we should do is wash our hands.
You're absolutely right.
A lot of talk about testing.
Well, doctors have said you might have it even if you don't have symptoms. Are you being selfish by not getting tested and potentially exposing?
Well, I didn't say I wasn't going to be tested.
Are you going to be?
Most likely, yeah. Most
likely.
Not for that reason, but because I think I will do it anyway.
Will you let us know?
Fairly soon. We're working on that. We're working out a schedule.
My second question, Mr. President.
You go ahead, please.
That was a follow-up.
Go ahead.
We've been hearing from doctors who say, as of today, they still can't get patients tested who need a test.
Dr. Fauci said earlier this week that the lag in testing was, in fact, a failing. Do you take responsibility for that? And when can you guarantee that every single American who needs a test will be able to have a test? What's the date of that?
Yeah, no, I don't take responsibility at all because we were given a set of circumstances and we were given rules, regulations, and specifications from a different time.
You said that you don't take responsibility, but you did disband the White House pandemic office, and the officials that were working in that office left this administration abruptly. So what responsibility do you take to that? And the officials that worked in that office said that that the White House lost valuable time because that office was disbanded. What do you make of that?
Well, I just think it's a nasty question. And when you say me, I didn't do it. We have a group of people. I could ask perhaps my administration, but I could perhaps ask
Tony about that because I don't know anything about it. I mean, you say we did that. I don't know anything about it.
You don't know about the reorganization that happened at the National Security Council.
It's the administration. Perhaps they do that. You know, people let people go. You used to be with a different newspaper than you are now. You know, things like that happen.
But this is an origin.
Please go ahead. We're doing a great job.
System is not really geared to what we need right now. That is a failing. The idea of anybody getting it easily, the way people in other countries are doing it, we're not set up for that.
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming.
Dr. Redfield, do you want to know who has the coronavirus and who doesn't?
Yes.
Not just rich people, but everybody who might have the virus?
All of America.
Dr. Redfield, are you familiar with 42 CFR 71-3130? The code of federal regulations that applies to the CDC. 42 CFR 71.30.
I think if you could frame what it talks about, that would help me.
Okay, 42 CFR 71.30. This provides, the director may authorize payment for the care and treatment of individuals subject to medical exam, quarantine, isolation, and conditional release.
That I know about, and my office did tell me that. I just didn't know the numbers, ma'am. That's Congresswoman.
Great, so you're familiar. Dr. Redfield, will you commit to the CDC right now using that existing authority to pay for diagnostic testing free to every American regardless of insurance?
Well, I can say that we're going to do everything to make sure everybody can get the care they need.
Reclaiming my time. Dr. Redfield, you have the existing authority. Will you commit right now to using the authority that you have vested in you under law that provides in a public health emergency for testing, treatment, exam, isolation, without cost, yes or no?
What I was trying to say is that CDC is working with HHS now to see how we operationalize that.
Dr. Redfield, you don't need to do any work to operationalize. You need to make a commitment to the American people so they come in to get tested. You can operationalize the payment structure tomorrow.
I think you're an excellent questioner, so my answer is yes.
Excellent. Everybody in America hear that. You are eligible to go get tested for coronavirus and have that covered regardless of insurance. Please, if you believe you have the illness, follow precautions. Call first. Do everything the CDC and Dr. Fauci, God bless you, for guiding Americans in this time. But do not let a lack of insurance worsen this crisis.
Thank you.
This is Jim Sklavunis of the Vanity Set, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
WGXC is now in the midst of our Essential Radio Pledge Drive, and we're asking you to make sure WGXC and 90.7 Community Radio is a vital part of your media landscape. Please help by making a sustainable donation at 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate and become a sustaining supporter of community radio in the Northern Hudson Valley. Help make sure candidates nearing Election Day are heard on the air. Make sure local youth have a voice on the public airwaves. Make sure important issues like the pandemic and police reform get covered in your town. Help be a part of the solution and continue the creative community conversation on 90.7 FM. Go to wgxc.org/donate or 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org. Become a sustainable supporter today.
Welcome to Music of the 60s. The show is live with the emphasis on the sound of music, featuring new arrangements of some of the current songs and some of your old favorites. You know, not all of the music of today is like this. Some of it is like this. Go left, right, left, right, go left, right, left, right, go left, right, left, right, go left, right, left. Oh, Lady Jean-Milor, Lady Jean-Milor, chicken and I've been a red for chicken and Jean-Milor. Heavy John, move out, do it now. Chicken on the countdown, please. Heavy jingle buck, do you need now? Chicken on the catfish knees and a pile on the swing ding. A Ricky Bing, you're a healthy one, hubba. Hit it, John, some little jingle walk. Pile on the pick 'em up, lay 'em down. Oh, Lady Jean-Milor, Jean-Milor. Chicken and I've been a rip for chicken and a Jean-Milor. Heavy John, a wino, bino. Retack, Frankenstein, oh. Heavy jingle came to dine in a chicken on the stole my wine in a head John, a bing, bong, de bong. A lady dipping, you'll skip with one, hubba. Hit it, John, some little jingle walk.
Bear. And the highest mountain, just to lose a man. Jean-Milor, Jean-Milor, chicken and I've been a rip for chicken and a Jean-Milor. I know that man Mungo, Billy Jim, king of the jungle. Chicken Lonnie, hit him with the gungo. Billy Charlie, get in the death please. I know the left foot stomping, the right foot dragging.
They look big. I never exactly understood how to tell the trees from the wood. joy without pleasure. Ain't no fun, ain't no fun at all. Joy without pleasure. Ain't no fun, ain't no fun at all. My mama, she took me aside one day. She said, you better have fun while you play. Cause someday you'll wake up and you'll be old. And all of your youth will be gone away. And you'll work in a factory and you'll earn your pay. And your fingers will rot and your mind will decay. You'll be happy, so happy with your family and house. But you'll never enjoy yourself. Joy without pleasure. Ain't no fun at all. Joy without pleasure. Ain't no fun at all. Son of Charles Dickens and a little red hen danced the YTC like it was a sin. They try to enjoy it, but they feel so guilty. Guilt won't allow you to enjoy stolen apple. Joy without pleasure. Ain't no fun at all. Joy without pleasure. That song was about premarital sex.
Let's go. I was trying to get you right. I thought that you was trying to hide. Well, I was swallowing my pain. Well, I was swallowing my pain. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. Oh, I didn't want to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy. I'm just a jealous guy. I'm just a jealous guy.
Yeah. Well, the pigeons ate the wedding rice and exploded somewhere over San Antonio. Gotten married, I started working weddings, driving this long white limo. It had their ceremony in Brackettville at that phony Alamo. We were 30 miles from the border. Well, they're in the back laughing about some uncle named Jack who got too drunk, and during his speech the tears started to flow. Well, they seemed like a match, so I stopped looking for cracks in their road. Just drove. Outside of Concan, the groom noticed the gold band on my left hand and said, "You got any advice for us, old man?" Well, I thought for a mile as I drove with a smile. And I said, "When you are dating, you only see each other, and the rest of us can go to hell." But when you are married, you're married to the whole wide world. Straight and the gay, and the people that say we don't use those terms these days. The salt in the soil. After I'd said my piece, we drove on in silence for a spell. Had gone over. Well, I couldn't tell. Potent advice or preachy as hell. But when I see people about to marry, I become something of a plenipotentiary. Just think it's good, as you probably can tell. Went to Adams from the Big Bang, get back together with the old gang. I dropped them at a fancy dancy boutique hotel. And I drive off alone. I'm not alone. Sincerely, L. Cone.
From his latest
release gold record. That's Bill Callahan with Pigeons. New from Bob Mould, Heart on My Sleeve. Billy Joe Armstrong with the cover of Little Eric's Whole Wide World. Devendra Banhart with Scenes Of from Angel Headed Hipster. The songs of Mark Bolan, produced by Hal Wilner. The Midnight Callers with a cover of John Lennon's Jealous Guy. Another track from the Angel-Headed Hipster. King Khan with I Love to Boogie. Daniel Johnston with Joy Without Pleasure, coming out of Sharif and the Ravels. Shambhala. All mixed up, Peter Boshan. Glad you tuned in. Lots more to get to, including a cover of Daniel Johnston from Beck. Something new from Kurt Vile with John Prine. But let's open up with Jim White, The Sum of What We've Been.
Testify by no higher.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Today I walked down the street I used to wander. Yeah, I shook my hand and made myself a bet. But it was all these things that I don't think I remember. Hey, how lucky can one man get? My shoes and a hum from the rearview mirror. Brides the admiration in a blind spot of regret. There was all these things that I don't think I remember. Hey, how lucky can one man get? I walk down the street I used to wander. Yeah, scratch my head and lit my cigarette. Well, there was all these things that I don't think I remember. Hey, how lucky can one man get? I walked down the street I used to wander. Yeah, shook my hand and made myself a bet. But there was all these things that I don't think I remember. Hey, how lucky can one man get? Hey, how lucky can one man get? Hey, how lucky can one man get?
Coming for you. color back in their eyes to save my damsel in distress. You've had all the heartache anyone could ever take. I could be your John Wayne, save you from this runaway train. All you ever have to do is call. I'll be right beside you through it all. Nothing but the best, to hell with all the rest. Whoa. Get back. This train is on the wrong track.
Where burning through my darkest night. You're the only one that I want, and I'm addicted to your light. I swore I'd never fall again, but this don't feel like falling. Gravity can't forget to pull me back to the ground again. It's like I've been awakened, and every rule had you breaking. It's the risk that I'm taking, but I'm never gonna shut you out. Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by your embrace. Baby, I can feel your halo. You know you're my saving grace. Yeah, everything I need and more is written all over your face. Baby, I can feel your halo. Pray you won't fade away. I can feel your halo.
Like him, every time you see him, he's got a mask. He could be speaking 200 feet away from me, and he shows up with the biggest mask I've ever seen.
I want to thank everybody for the tremendous support. I'm going to Walter Reed Hospital. I think I'm doing very well, but we're going to make sure that things work out. The First Lady is doing very well. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. I will never forget it. Thank you.
just about sitting in a pilot seat. It's about knowing what you're doing and taking responsibility for it. Being prepared, ready, and able to handle anything that might come your way. I've been flying over this country for 53 years. 53 years of flights you'd never heard about, and one that you've heard everything about.
They're calling it Miracle on the Hudson. Everyone on board, 155 people, make it out alive.
My whole life prepared me for that moment. From my father, a naval officer in World War II, I learned the awesome responsibility of command. From my service as an Air Force officer and a fighter pilot, I knew that serving a cause greater than oneself is the highest calling. And it's in that highest calling of leadership that Donald Trump has failed us so miserably. Now it's up to us to overcome his attacks on our very democracy. Knowing nearly a quarter million Americans won't have a voice, casualties of his lethal lies and incompetence. 11 years ago, I was called to my moment. Now we are all called to this moment. When you look down at our beautiful, boundless country, you don't see political divisions. It reminds us of who we are and what we can be. That we are in control of this nation's destiny. All we have to do is vote him out.
The table about to turn. The table about to turn. The table about to turn. Yeah. I've been flipping through my timeline. Trying to get my mind right. My city cried out. I got to cool down, but I'm under pressure. With my Crisco, look at what my fist go. A renegade when I'm in a rage. I got to cool down, but I'm under pressure. I keep my hands dirty, my mind clean. Got a new agenda with a new dream. I'm kicking out the old regime. Liberation, elevation, education. America, you a lie. But the whole world about to testify. I said the whole. Then you should do the dishes. Burning down plantations. Ain't no parking, I don't need no validation. I light sage when I'm in a rage. I don't need permission, I got my intuition. Hands dirty, mind clean. A different vision with a new dream. We kicking out the old regime. Liberation, elevation, education. I said America, use a lie. But the whole world about to testify. I said the whole.
In New York, it was always Melania, Melania, Melania. Like,
I don't give a f-.
It's not about giving a f-.
It's true. Honestly, it's like, I'm the same like him. I support him. I don't say enough. I don't do enough.
No.
I'm working like a ass, my ass.
I know.
Christmas stuff that, you know, who gives a f- about Christmas stuff and decoration, but I need to do it, right?
Yeah, but...
And okay, and then I do it, and I say that I'm working on Christmas, planning for the Christmas. And they said, oh, what about the children that they were separated? Give me a break. I was trying to get the kid reunited with the mom. They would not do the story because they they are against us because they are liberal media. Yeah, if I go to Fox, they will do the story. I don't want to go to Fox.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend. 'Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Oh, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom gonna pay. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong. It only serves to make me more determined to achieve my final goal. And I come back even stronger, not a novice.